House Democrat Nydia Velázquez diagnosed with presumed coronavirus infection. By Hannah Blow on March 30, 2020. Representative Nydia Velázquez, DNY, has been diagnosed with a presumed coronavirus infection, she announced on Monday. Velázquez said she began to fall ill early Sunday morning, experiencing an abrupt onset of muscle aches, fevers, nasal congestion and stomach upset. She said she also lost her ability to smell or taste, two other symptoms associated with the virus. After speaking with the attending physician by phone, I was diagnosed with presumed coronavirus infection. My symptoms are mild at the present time and I am taking Tylenol for fever and isolating myself at my home, Velázquez, 67, said in a statement. She continued. At the advice of the attending physician, neither COVID-19 laboratory testing nor a doctor's office visit was recommended. I am carefully monitoring my symptoms, working remotely and in constant contact with my staff. I'll continue my work on behalf of New Yorkers as together we overcome this virus. In that regard, I encourage everyone to stay at home and continue practicing social distancing. The New York lawmaker rushed back to Washington, D.C., for the passage of the emergency relief package last week, after Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, signaled his intention to force a roll call vote, an action that ultimately failed. Photos show Velázquez at the signing ceremony, standing near House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA 80, and speaking with Rep. Maxine Waters, DCA 81. Other members of Congress, including Senator Rand Paul, RKY, Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, Representative Joe Cunningham, DSC, Representative Ben McAdams, DUT, and Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, have tested positive for the virus.